Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Into the 7 o'clock hour we go. A lot of baseball talk this hour. We just heard from Michael Calhoun. He was talking about the tax credits given in Missouri and how Ted Lasso was being filmed in the state of Missouri. Michael, do we know how much of Ted Lasso's upcoming season was filmed in Missouri?
Well, I think that kind of depends on their timeline, the storyline, you know, because he comes home, right?
Yes, but I think he then goes and coaches a women's team back wherever they're at. What's the name of? I love Ted Lasso. I can't think of the name of the team right now.
Oh my gosh!
What am I doing?
What
am I doing? We're all googling at the second. Ted Lasso is an all-time top 10 team for me. So, I think he goes back there to coach the women's team, is from what I understand is the plot line.
That's a great stadium.
Yeah.
So, that they just built on the riverfront and part of the revitalization of Kansas City there. It's really cool, though. One of my favorite movies is Up in the Air, in part because I love to go through and, you know, go, hey, that's the Bank of America building. Hey, that's the Spire building. Hey, that's whatever high school. But
AFC Richmond, by the way. AFC Richmond. There you
That's
go.
One of those where once you say it,
yes, you're like, of course
I'm
it
go,
is.
Yeah,
but
course.
It's been a few years since the last season of Ted Lasso. Do you watch Ted Lasso?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They tried to almost do another Ted Lasso thing with the Hulu show that was inspired by Eli Manning's thing.
Is that Glenn Powell show?
Yeah. He's a football player who goes into disguise. And Chad Powers, that's the name of the show.
Chad Powers. See, I've seen so many billboards and signs for that show, and I'm this is the most promoted show I know. I have no idea what it's about.
I watch it. It's already done. It was a six-episode first season. And, you know, Ted Lasso is based upon commercials that they did on NBC for the English Premier League that ran during NFL games. So what they did here was Eli Manning has an ESPN Plus show, Eli's Places, and he actually, Eli Manning at one point went into full disguise and went to Penn State and did a tryout, he was trying to be a walk-on. And he was awesome, but he looked funny. He had the long hair. He had everything. Yeah. And that video clip ended up going viral. So then they made the TV show because that's done by Omaha Productions, which is Peyton and Eli's production company.
I got to say the best streaming TV show that's based on sports has got to be Letterkenny.
I have not ever watched it.
You haven't watched Letterkenny?
I have not watched Letterkenny.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Got to put that
it's
on my
hilarious.
List. Hilarious. Is that
hockey? Yeah.
What service is that on?
It's on Hulu.
Okay. All right.
It began in Canada, was their big sitcom there, and everybody here loved it. So then Hulu picked it up and took over the production and everything. But
I might have to watch that.
Oh, that's great.
All right. So now we need to get shows like that in the St. Louis area.
We do. Filmed. What's the St. Louis culture that we can export?
Not to go all political here, but I think that's part of what we as a city struggle with when you think about the Midwest cities that are thriving, they have something. When you think about Nashville, you think about music. I mean, there's the, and we, you and I, Michael, have talked about this off the air. We do not utilize the riverfront as much as we should.
There's no, other buildings have their exhaust fans facing the riverfront.
But part of the thing here to help St. Louis is we do have to find that identity, and the identity can't just be that there's this big metal thing on the riverfront that's pretty cool.
What was the, was it Wings? Well, there was some classic TV show, classic from, you know, like early 90s. It was
John Larroquette show?
Yes, yeah. The John Larroquette show. Thank you.
Yeah, he was the he ran the the downtown St. Louis bus station.
That's right. And, I knew it had to do with transportation.
I'm going to get the name wrong. It's either Chi McBride or Chai McBride. C-H-I McBride. I don't know how to pronounce his first name. He's been in a lot of stuff. Really good actor. He was the janitor in that show, which was awesome.
Wow.
Like, you go look at the cast, and it was a really, really good cast.
Something else I think that flies under the radar is, I actually haven't watched much of it, but Superstore.
Yeah.
Based in a Walmart type of big box store in St. Louis.
Is it real? I didn't know
and
that.
And I've seen like three episodes.
Okay.
And so they do drop in, like the store manager's like, I have a lunch in Clayton I have to get to, or something like that.
Okay.
So,
I've not seen that.
That was a big show on NBC, so that was good for St. Louis.
Yeah. The isn't David Harbour's going to be doing a show that's supposedly based in St.
Really?
Louis? I think it's like an HBO show.
But that'll be great.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks.
That's Michael Calhoun. Talking a little St. Louis stuff. Ted Lasso. Anytime I can bring up Ted Lasso, I jump at the opportunity to do so, even though I could not remember that it was AFC Richmond. But I'm looking forward to the next season of Ted Lasso. Let's jump. You know what? We'll take an early break here, because that way we can have kind of a long, extended baseball conversation. So we'll break right now. We'll come back. If you want to chime in, by the way, on anything Cardinals related, to me, for whatever reason, today kind of feels like the day where this offseason is really starting to get going. And there was a lot of moves made today, and not by the Cardinals, but a lot of moves made today with players being players opting into contracts, players opting out of contracts. Also, we talked about this a little bit on Rush Hour Sports, but I'll bring it back up. The ridiculousness of something that happened with one of the biggest name players on the Milwaukee Brewers, and how it represents something that's kind of wrong with baseball overall. So if you want to chime in on the baseball conversation, you can do so. We'll take phone calls, text messages, tweets, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. If you're watching on the video stream, we can address those comments as well. We're back with more coming up in just a moment. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was fun. I hadn't heard that Mike Grimm one. So many great names have come through here at KMOX. It's just, sometimes it's crazy to think about that. And it's been really cool, all these 100-year celebration spots that you're hearing and some voices from the past, which are awesome. Earlier in that break, we heard a lot from the Blues winning the Stanley Cup. Just really, really cool stuff. And it reminds you, not that we need to be reminded here at KMOX, but it's a reminder of what this station is, what it has been, what it continues to be. Welcome back in. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX, 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me if you'd like, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. Or for those of you who are watching on the video stream, you can just leave a comment in the chat. You know, so one of our common commenters on the video chat, I think somewhat sarcastically, keeps talking about, oh, I guess we're going to have to be paying attention to the Cardinals minor leagues. That's where stuff's going to be happening. If you, with all due respect to everything's happening with the Cardinals organization right now, I think if you take a step back and just look at the team from this past year, while they left a lot to be desired, where they didn't win as many games as you would like them to win, there were still some very compelling things that happened with the 2025 St. Louis Cardinals. And you can choose to spend your time however you want to choose to spend your time. It's not my job to tell you that you're right or wrong. But if you were so upset about the fact that John Mozeliak was still around, if you were so upset about the fact that Oliver Marmol is the Cardinals manager that you just decided to take a step back and not even really pay attention to what was going on, you missed some good stuff. Individually, you missed some good stuff. Team wasn't good enough. I'm not trying to put lipstick on a pig right here. That's not what I'm doing. It was a below 500 season. They may have been an above 500 team if they didn't sell at the deadline. Although I also think the impact of selling at the deadline maybe was not as much as we may want to say it is, because quite honestly, the bullpen pieces that stepped into those more high leverage roles after the deadline, they all did a really nice job. The only time you really started to run into trouble in that area was when those guys were down and then you had to go to that next group, and that next group really struggled. Like, okay, so here's a message that just came in. Said, there was nothing good about last year, dude. Really? You don't think there was anything good? You don't think there was anything good about the 2025 Cardinals? Hey, Mason Wynn just won a gold glove. Watching him play defense every day, that was a whole lot of fun. You don't think that was good? You don't think watching Matthew Liberatore transform from being a reliever to moving into a starter's role and just watching that evolution, and there's still something left to be desired there, you don't think that was good? You don't think watching Brendan Donovan, especially when he was healthy, playing at all-star level, you don't think that was good? You don't think it was fun when Victor Scott did crazy things in the outfield defensively? Scott had a terrible offensive season, but that doesn't take away from what he did from a defensive standpoint. You don't think it was good that Matt Swanson took a big step forward? You don't think it was good that Riley O'Brien took a big step forward? You don't think any of these things were good? Like, that's just being short-sighted, right? That's not being real about the things that have to happen for this team to get back to the level of competing for where we want to see this team competing. We want to see this team competing for playoff spots, for division championships, for league championships, and for World Series. There's nothing wrong with setting the expectations at that place for this team moving forward. And they did not meet those goals. They did not win enough games this past year. But if we're going to take the Ricky Bobby approach to it, you're being short-sighted. And you got your head up, you're, you know what? If you can't acknowledge the fact that there were some good things that happened this year. And that's where this club is at. You can move forward with some of these guys. And you know what? There was also value in learning that maybe there's some of these guys you can't trust. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with Jordan Walker moving forward. I don't, but I feel a whole lot worse about Jordan Walker right now than I do this time last year. I do. He's still really young. He still has the pieces to turn into a very compelling baseball player. But I think we learned this past year that he can't be guaranteed of anything going into spring training next year. So there was value. There was value in some things. And I am not going to get into an argument about whether or not the value was worth it or not. If all you care about is the end wins and losses, why do you watch a TV show? Why do you watch a TV show? Watch the first episode, watch the last episode. Everything that happens in between doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter. If that's the approach that you're going to take, that nothing that happened in the baseball season last year mattered, nothing was good because it didn't result in enough victories, I don't know what to tell you because I think that's an asinine statement, to be perfectly honest with you. Text message said, month of May was the Cards' highlight reel. It was a great month. Yeah, it was. In some ways, it was actually not so good because it reeled people like me into thinking the team was better than they actually were. But it was a lot of fun in the moment, and you could start to kind of squint and see what the team could be. So in the moment, that was good. I think I look back personally, and I say I got sucked in by that. And I wasn't alone on that. But I don't have a problem telling you when I get sucked in by things. I got sucked in by the month of May, and I thought that it might continue on. And really, if you look at what the team did from June on, it was not good. But from an individual standpoint, you could go to the ballpark on any given night and see something pretty special happen. Whether the team won or lost that night, you could see something special happen. Real quick, I mentioned this during Rush Hour Sports today. I want to bring this back up for folks who maybe were not with us then. I get frustrated when baseball owners and baseball front offices make decisions that can have a negative impact on the team, and they're doing it with the motivation of a very small amount of money. Just as I was frustrated with the Cardinals last year, that they went to arbitration with Brendan Donovan over I think it was $800,000. I think I have that right. If that wasn't $800,000, it was somewhere in that neighborhood. Like, to me, walking into a room for arbitration and telling Brendan Donovan what you don't like about him and why he doesn't deserve to earn $800,000 more than what you want to pay him, I didn't think that was worth it. I thought it was worth $800,000 to avoid that moment. The Milwaukee Brewers, and I have a hard time being overly critical of the Brewers because their track record of doing things at a really high level and being smarter than just about every single thing that they do. It turns into gold, seemingly. But today, they declined an option on catcher William Contreras to save less than $1 million. So they declined the option. It was a $12 million option. Instead, he'll go through the arbitration process. In the arbitration process, the projected number for him is $11.1 million. There was also a $100,000 buyout. So we'll see what the numbers are eventually. But they turned down an option. They're making him make less money for $800,000, and now they may end up going to arbitration with him. Those sort of things have to stop in baseball. They just do. Those are healthy organizations don't do those things. And it's funny when I'm talking about the Brewers, who seem like maybe the healthiest organization out there because they get more out of what they have than just about anybody. But I see that and I go, what are they doing? This is a guy that you want to build around. This is one of the key members of your team. And you're going to make him take a pay cut for less than $1 million because you can. My thought process has always been, if you're somebody who signs a contract in your arbitration years and has options on it, well, the options blow out arbitration. So if a team doesn't pick up your option, then you, um, they essentially become free agents, like non-tendering. I don't think what the Brewers did today should be allowed. We'll get to Dale Shilley in just a second, but for Dudley, who I was talking to earlier, said that he doesn't think that I was born near here, so I don't get it. I was born here. I was born in St. Louis. I lived in St. Louis my entire young life until I went to college. I was gone for a little while and I came back. So no, I am from St. Louis, proud of being from St. Louis. And that has nothing to do with my point on all of this. I can just look at things and say, you know what? Wins and losses are the most important thing. Everything that you need to do needs to be for eventual wins and losses. But there are other things that can happen that can help lead to future wins and losses. And did they accomplish as much as they would have liked to have accomplished this year and that and setting some things up for the future? I would bet that there's maybe a few more questions left to be answered than they would have liked going into the year. But it was not a fruitless season by any stretch of the mind. We will take a break, and when we come back, we are going to talk with Dale Shilley. So City SC has a new sporting director coming in. What should we know about this guy? Like, I'm not the person to break this thing down, but it is somebody with an MLS track record, and it's also somebody, based off what I've read, who might be changing the trajectory of the way the team is played, really, or the way the team plays the game. Since Lutz Pfannenstiel was brought in, no matter who was the head coach, they had a system that was in place. And what I want to know is that system going to be drastically different? Is the type of players they want to bring in going to be drastically different? Is it going to look different on the field based off the vision of the sporting director? We're going to talk with Dale Shilley, and hopefully we'll get a little clarity on the situation. We'll do that coming up in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So So I always try to admit when there's things that are going on that I want to talk about that I don't have the expertise to speak intelligently on, and this would be one of those things. City SC has appointed Corey Ray as their next sporting director. I have a hard time evaluating somebody taking over a sporting director job, looking at their past and knowing what it might mean for City moving forward, but it's obviously a very big deal and a very big job, and this organization at a crossroads right now, and this hiring is going to point them in whatever direction they are going to go moving forward. And who better to speak intelligently about this than somebody that you listen to on the Y98 City broadcast, and he's also the academy director over at City. He is our good friend Dale Shilley. Dale, thanks for taking some time. How are you?
I'm good. I hope I can live up to the questions and the expectations.
I'm confident that you can. And let's just start with this. What was your initial feeling when you heard that it was Corey Ray who was getting the job?
Well, at first I had to do a little digging and get on the phone and try to find some things out, and had the opportunity to meet him. And I feel really good about where he's at, his experience with the league and with the building of rosters and putting teams together. So my initial thoughts are positive. I like what I hear, and I like my first impression.
How important is that? Because that seems to be something that a spotlight is really being put on right now, that he has a lot of experience building in MLS as opposed to building European teams or teams in other areas. Why is it so important that a guy who is familiar with this league and what it takes to win this league is somebody who's going to run this team?
Yeah, it's just it's a huge advantage. When you talk to the guys in the team that have come over from Europe, they talk about the travel, they talk about the schedule, they talk about the time of year. Those are all some things that you can hear it, and you can have an understanding that it's out there and it's a problem. But until you live it, or you try to build rosters that have certain players on it that have to go through that experience for the first time, it's difficult. And that's just one example of some of the nuances of the MLS and playing professional soccer in this country. There's a number of them, and to have somebody that's been in the environment, been in the league, knows the ins and outs and the ups and downs and the nooks and crannies is really important. It was really evident when I spoke to Corey, just that he's got experience. He's been there. He knew exactly some of the things I was referring to in our, short discussion. It didn't take an explanation. So it was, you feel like that you're starting a couple steps ahead.
I'm guessing a lot of people are listening to this, and one of the first questions that comes to their mind is, what is so different about MLS when comparing to professional teams and professional leagues in Europe, in South America, in other parts of our world?
I would say just the way the game's played. It's more tactical. It's in Europe, let's say, it's more tactical. The pace, it's going to sound strange, the pace can be a little bit less, even though the game is highly technical and skilled, and their understanding is far beyond where we are currently. But I think that lends itself to a more back and forth transitional game that we have here in the States. That would be one of the things, just dealing with a little bit different style of play, a mixture of different styles and systems in the way of playing from, South Americans, Central Americans, and then some Europeans and Americans. It's just a melting pot and a little bit different than what you see, say, over in Europe.
He's been part of some organizations that have a lot of success. He also does have a year in this role at another MLS team. How important is it that even if it was just 1 year, that he's basically been in this seat before?
It's such a huge thing. The leadership piece of pulling the sporting department, the sporting department together into a unified group, across the different levels, from the academy to City 2 to the first team. When you talk about sustainability and being able to put something together and carry it out over the years, being able to lead a group is really important. And again, I think having that experience and being through it both as, you know, the second in command and the one in command, I think is it's important. It's a feather in his cap.
We are talking with Dale Shilley, getting his thoughts on the hiring of Corey Ray. He is the next sporting director for City SC. Throughout the entire existence of this organization, there have been basic principles that have basically been the same, the way that Lutz built the team, and whether it was Bradley or Hackworth or Melberg or Critchley most recently, even though they all put their own spin on things, there were some things that were kind of just the base system. Is that going to change, do you think, with Corey Ray?
I don't know. I mean, the club has, you know, an identity that we've gotten a little bit away from, but it's easy enough to come back towards. But I don't have an indication from Corey as to, you know, is that where it's going to go? Listening to him talk and having the interaction that I had with him, I have a feeling he's going to call the right people together from the sporting department, have a conversation and get consensus and buy-in from everybody to make sure that all of us are on the same page and we're pulling in the same direction. Just talking to him, alignment, buy-in, culture, all of those things are prevalent in the way that he appears to lead. So I would say that, you know, we'll land somewhere and then we'll all pull in the same direction. My gut says it'll be similar to where we started.
Okay. That's really good to know. What are the, obviously you still got to figure out who the coach is going to be, but even beyond that big picture type thing, you know, a number of players had options picked up. There are some players who didn't have options picked up, but the door hasn't been closed on them being part of this team moving forward. When he starts this job, and I know with visa issues and everything, it's not going to be until later on this month, but how much work is he going to have right at the beginning of his tenure?
Yeah. Overwhelming. Just the time of year, it's almost like he would have less work to do if he would have got here in late January, early February. But, he's here at the tail end of the season where there's a lot of work yet to be done. So, he's drowning right now, I'm sure, with trying to figure out how to prioritize. And obviously the first team and the head coach becomes, I would assume his priority. And I can't even imagine what he sees on his plate right now, knowing that he knows more about what he's missing than I do. Because of his experience and where he's been, in the different sporting departments in Toronto, Columbus, and Montreal. So, he is, I'm sure his head's spinning right now.
When Lutz was let go, one of the quotes that a lot of people made a big deal out of, and maybe more so than should have been, was a quote at one point came out that, you know, the hope was to have a new sporting director in place by the time next season started. And everybody was like, what in the world are you talking about? This has got to be a job that gets filled ASAP. Well, it gets filled, as you said, right at the tail end of the season. Basically, the entire offseason is in front of us. How key is it that he does get here at this point, even if his plate might be a little bit more full than if he got here in a couple months? Does this do things in terms of, you're not punting on next season? Like, he is able to come in and have almost a full off season putting this thing together?
Yeah, I mean, today we had a series of meetings, and he's had a chance to sit down with a number of key people in the department and in the organization, and important that I know that has seen some players. I don't want to say he's met with players, but I know that he has crossed paths with some players, knew who they were. Those are important steps. I mean, you've got to start someplace. And right now is as good a time as any. So, I think it's huge that he gets this bit of time to organize and to start making some headway in for next year. He does not seem the guy that wants to sit and wait and observe. I think he recognizes the situation and how important moving now is.
I don't mean to be a let's pat ourselves on the back kind of guy, but the facility is incredible. It's world class. I remember being over there when the U.S. men's national team was in training, and they were all talking about how the facility, anybody who wanted to build one, they would just replicate what City did. Does the infrastructure, even going to the buildings and the setup, does that infrastructure that already exists help be able to make this job an appealing one?
Oh, for sure, because you don't want to just be the sporting director for the first team. You know, in other words, you don't want to be just a general manager for the first team. He wants to run the department. He wants to run it from the under 14 academy team up through the first team and create that alignment and that process of players coming in at an age and being able to move on into the stadium. The facility helps make that all possible. As a matter of fact, part of the discussion I had with them was, I can't even imagine trying to integrate an academy with the academy being off-site from the first team and the second team. So the opportunity that we have by having the facility that we have and putting everybody under one roof is huge. Very appealing for a sporting director.
Okay, so finishing up with this, we're talking with Dale Shilley. I think people generally have an understanding when teams are in rebuilds, when teams are not playing the way that they would like to play. Like, we understand when looking at the St. Louis Cardinals that for them to get back to being a team that's competing at the highest level, it's going to probably be a few years down the road. I don't think people are as understanding and of how long it can take in MLS. So the team was not very good this year. How quickly can you turn things around and be a very, very competitive team?
I would say within the year. Okay. I mean, this is, you know, the league has been built on parity. The league is set up to help teams rebuild and start afresh. If you look at Nashville last year, they finished the league, if I'm not mistaken, in 11th place out of the playoffs. And this year they finished, you know, in the top, not in the top four, but just outside the top four. And now they're in a playoff with Miami. They have one game left. They have to go to Miami to move on to the next round. Cincinnati had similar situations a couple years ago when they won the Wooden Spoon for the worst record in the league, ended up in the playoffs the next year. Not to raise the expectations, not to raise to create false hope for fans, but it can happen in this league.
So I can't say that Dale Shilley is predicting that this team is going to win the conference next year?
No, I would say that's not the case, or else I won't get on a late call with you.
All right, very, very good. Dale, thank you. I know this was last minute. I wanted to talk about this.
Right.
I knew I couldn't talk about it intelligently, so thank you for picking me up.
No, I appreciate the opportunity and looking forward to having a couple more of these.
Awesome. Very good. That's Dale Shilley, of course. Part of the broadcast on Y98 during the year, and then his day job. He's the academy director over at City SC. And he does a bunch of other stuff, too. He's very busy, and appreciate him being able to share with us some of his thoughts on just just what it's going to look like. I'm rooting for the guy, right? I am very much rooting for him. I believe the press conference is going to be tomorrow afternoon to introduce him. So we'll have a little bit more to talk about tomorrow on this show when we hear from Ray on what he thinks. But look, bottom line here, it is very clear that this organization made the decision that they were going to most prioritize bringing someone in with MLS experience. And that's fine because that's the league you're playing in. You are trying to win. And we see it in other sports sometimes. And when you try to start comparing soccer to other sports, a lot of times something gets lost in there. But when you bring people in who don't have experience in your league, it's a gamble. It's a crapshoot. You don't know if it's always going to work. And not that this is guaranteed to work, but this guy knows the league. And that's going to be, again, I thought Lutz did a nice job. Him hiring Olaf Melberg was a terrible decision. And at the end of the day, that's the decision that came back to bite him Firing Bradley Carnell was probably a bad decision as well. I think we can retroactively look back and say, well, would have you been better off if you would have given Carnell a little bit more time? And they probably would be. The path would have been different. But also, look, I've just heard some rumblings about some stuff going on behind closed doors. I think Carnell was ruffling some feathers. And that might have, so he might have been on that path no matter what to not being there. That all that stuff really doesn't matter at this point. What does matter is Corey Ray's coming in, and he's got a big job in front of him because there are expectations. This team is still relatively new, but there are expectations for City moving forward. And you just think about it now. Man, the decision makers across St. Louis, because Doug Armstrong, although he's still going to be in the organization, he's still going to be part of the decision-making process. Alex Steen is moving into that role. Heim Bloom with the Cardinals. Now Corey Ray with City SC. There are a lot of big-time decision-makers that are relatively early on in their tenures with the respective teams. Okay, we will take a break, and we'll come back, and we are going to wrap up the program for the night. Don't go anywhere. You are locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a couple minutes left in the program. We've got our Gas House Gang replay, which will be coming up after the 8 o'clock news. My name's Matt Pauley. Non-sports thing here in the final couple minutes of the show. Kyle Sixta, when you were a child and you were losing teeth, did your parents like help when the tooth was really, really loose? Or did you just take care of it yourself?
I think they helped. I think so.
Okay. So my wife, when she was little, I guess her dad generally helped her. I don't think my parents ever helped me with a loose tooth. I think when it was time for them to come out, I took care of it.
You were on your own.
Yeah.
Huh.
So my daughter, who is six, she's at the period where she's losing teeth. Her first tooth was coming out, and my wife had me like assist with it. Like it was a normal thing, and it was kind of weird to me because that's not how I grew up, but whatever. So I helped her, and then I was thinking, I'm like, is this what it's going to be now? Is just like the expectation is going to be that every time she has a super loose tooth, dad's going to have to come help? Well, she had a super loose tooth yesterday. She came to me. I kind of wiggled. I said, you know what? It's not quite ready. Not quite ready to go. And then she went to school today. She lost the tooth at school at lunchtime when she was eating. So I feel like I'm now off the hook moving forward, that she's done it on her own. I don't have to help anymore.
I think you're good. And if it comes down to it, maybe you tie the rope around the doorknob. And
she did. So they gave her like a little plastic thing to take it home in that was, you know, shaped like a tooth. She was trying to show everybody the tooth because she's six. And she dropped it at one point.
Oh, no.
And couldn't find it. And I guess the entire class got on their hands and knees looking for said tooth. And one of the young boys in her class found it, picked it up. I found the tooth.
There we go.
So very sanitary things going on inside of the first grade classroom with my daughter. I don't mean to bore people with conversations about my kid, but her dropping the tooth is very on point. It's what I would expect, which is okay. All right, that is it for a Graybar Sports Open Line. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, 5 o'clock for Rush Hour, and then Sports Open Line after that here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.